Our scripture reading today comes from Psalm 46. Listen now to what God is saying to us this day. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shield with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. Sitting in nature has always been one of my favorite things to do with my dad. I've been hunting with him too many times to count, but each hunt stands out in its own way. One morning, he came into my room at about 5 o'clock in the morning and woke me up for that day's hunt. As we walked into the woods, the animals woke up. Doves cooed, squirrels chattered, and woodpeckers drummed on hollow trees. I could even hear leaves crunch as rabbits scampered over them. Soon after we sat down, I fell asleep in the woods as the tranquility of nature consumed my mind. I was able to be still and know. About an hour later, I felt my dad tap my shoulder. I woke up to see light streaming through the leaves. I heard an animal running through the woods. And a few moments later, my eyes settled upon a golden brown coyote posing in the sunlight a mere 10 yards away. Waking up from my peaceful nap to look at a wild, unpredictable animal was startling, and I was still a bit grumpy from my lack of sleep, but it was so cool to look up and see one of God's wild animals so closely. This is life. Peaceful things, such as sleep, are often interrupted by unexpected circumstances, but we must step back and recognize the really cool things that God shows us in our quickly, unpredictably changing lives. Come behold the works of the Lord, even the wild coyote. This is life. Bad things happen. News headlines can disrupt our peaceful moments. Wars persist. There are more refugees now in our world than ever before. Even when seeking safety and security, violence can meet us on our doorsteps. Unexpected diagnoses happen. We get a call that changes everything. Overnight, storms can wipe away houses and leave thousands without homes. Just a few weeks ago, when the tornadoes hit Lee County, my parents and I were driving through that area. We saw the rotation of the storm, and we had to stop at a gas station to seek shelter. In that moment, I realized how close to home disaster can be. This is life. In the midst of it all, we can wonder, where is God? Does God even exist? And what kind of God would allow these disasters? But when we only look at violence, hatred, and disaster that we cannot control, we can miss seeing the works of the Lord, because God is not found in hate or tragedy. God is love. Come behold the works of the Lord. God makes war cease. He heals seemingly incurable situations. God brings people together in the midst of tragedy who may never meet otherwise. God brings helpers to clean up homes. God is our shelter and strength when churches, literal houses of God, open their doors to volunteers and victims who need shelter and rest. When we can step back and see the bigger picture, we can see God for who God is, our God of love. How does it change the way we hear our scripture if we change the word God to the word love? For God is love. Come behold the works of love. See what desolations love has brought to the earth. Love makes war cease to the end of the earth. Love breaks the bow and shatters the spear. Love burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am love. Love is exalted among the nations. Love is exalted in the earth. Love is with us. Love is our refuge. When we can step back and see that God is love, we can see the works of the Lord more fully. When someone dies, we can carry their love in our hearts, and we can work to care for those who are grieving and love them unconditionally. Disaster gives us the opportunity to share God's love with the world. It cannot take away suffering. It cannot necessarily ease pain. Love is not a refuge from the world, but a refuge in it. It is so easy in the midst of it all of this, in the midst of all of this, to either want to look back in the past to glory days or to hope for the future. It's hard to be present, to be still, and know that God is love and God is here now. There is a song by John Denver that has been very prevalent to me and reminds me that God is here with me in the present and reminds me to be present. It goes, "A million tomorrows shall all pass away. Never I forget all the joys that are mine today. I can't be contented with yesterday's glory. I can't live on promises winter to spring. Today is my moment and now is my story. I'll laugh and I'll cry and I'll sing. Today is our moment to live, to love, to be God's love in this world. Go out and behold God's works of love that are present today. Go behold the works of the Lord, even the wild coyote." Amen.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. In everyday life, we experience stress and chaos. One that is evident in my life is stress. I always get stressed before tests and projects and many other occasions. I worry about the next stage in my life too, college. I am sad to be leaving this youth group and my parents behind, but I am excited to head off and meet new people. Every new decision can bring a new spurt of anxiety and fear. From getting a roommate or applying for housing, I thought I'd never figure it out. But as soon as I took a step back and was still, everything that I thought was not working out worked out. Even though we think that everything is not going our way, we need to take time to stop and think and be with God so that He can guide us. We need to take a moment to breathe. In Hebrew, breath and spirit are the same. It's the word ruach. When we breathe, God's spirit moves in and out of us every second of the day. Who knew that such an ordinary necessity like breathing is holy? Our scripture says, "Therefore we will not fear that the earth should change." Our world is constantly changing, from the newest cell phones, self-driving cars, and other innovations. In this day and time, cell phones have drastically changed how we see the world. The media has changed our viewpoints of a people in other countries. Social media gives us information that we have trouble deciphering. Is it true? Is it fake news? We trust the media so much that our perceptions of people change through it. Although there are benefits of technology, like my mom being able to get in touch with me 24/7, there are always downfalls. People feel that they need to cultivate their social media and only post the good things in their life. Also, people fear that they aren't good enough and get degraded for the posts that they put out there. Everyone relies on other people's opinions, but the only opinion that truly matters is God's. God will not judge you and loves the good and bad side of everyone. God loves all of us. Although people might tear us down, God does not. God made everyone a certain way so that we are all different. We all have special qualities that make us unique. Although other people may make fun of us for the uniqueness we were given, God loves every inch of us. If we trust that God is our refuge and strength, we will not crumble and fall to things like social media and bullying. And if we do, we will remember God's love and rise. And even when things change, we trust in Him because we know He is with us and will get us through it. God holds firm everything in the midst of chaos. Violence, gun violence, and personal chaos are different types of troubles that may not directly go away, but God will help them not be as overwhelming. God provides us with the refuge or a safe place in times of chaos. Remember when you were little and would hide under the covers or in a closed space in order to feel safe? I remember hiding under the sheets after a scary movie or from my siblings and feeling protected by the simple bedsheet. God is that actual safe place that we can turn to, that is like our childhood safe place, such as a blanket, that make us feel protected. We pray to God and spend time with Him in order to feel a connection and feel His guidance. Through His guidance and protection, we can trust in Him and feel comfortable about ourselves and not care what anyone else thinks about us. Be still and know that I am God. We know God through the peace he makes and not the violent acts of our world. If only for a moment we can stop and be still. So, let us close our eyes and be still for just a minute in order to notice what we feel and hear. Can we find even in this moment peace? Through times of my stillness, I have learned how lucky and grateful I am for my parents, grandparents, and siblings. My parents do so much for me and my siblings, and I am forever grateful. They have been the best role models, and God has truly blessed me with the funniest and most caring parents. In times of stress and chaos, I always go to my parents so they can calm me down and give me guidance. We need more times of silence in order to recollect our thoughts and go back to our normal selves. This way we can see how God is with us through the hard times, great times, and even right now. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen.